The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat-phobia, your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Whoa, Normith.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 29, Hundo and the SCSAs of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swole cast, beer cast, broadcast, gang cast, man cast, pimp cast, sleeves cast, and sleigh cast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hussas, and ya hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode, and today's episode of the Beast Cast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2, flexing on all you the Iron Fam, welcome to the show. Welcome to 2916. Make sure, as you are coming on into the Rumble stream, first download the Rumble app, head on over to the Daily Swole page, subscribe, hit the thumbs up button, drop in the comments down below, share the stream with your friends. Let's get into today's episode. Are you ready, Beaches? Let's get America to get us started. How we doing, Charisma, Freya Dane? How we doing, Alabastard, Cerny in the house, Lacey, Leslie, Matthew, Elizabeth? Welcome to the show. And of course, yesterday was our Accountability Monday episode. So we have some new releases. We got some major stuff going on. We'll talk about that when we get into the tip because we have merch specials. We have two new drops for merch yesterday. We got a brand new yoga class, three new recipes, new releases in the Swole Studio. So a lot of stuff yesterday during the accountability meeting. And we are going to go over some more of those accountability posts today. And we're getting some more calls. We're getting some more questions. We're going to go balls deep. It's going to be fantastic. And of course, everyone's talking about my luscious curls. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And it's only wavy because of the braid that I was just in. I just took the braid out like 10 minutes ago because it was just hair was popping out everywhere because I got it done like a few days ago. Anyway, so we're here. The hair is there. The gains are here as well. And I hope you had a great gym session today. Drop in the comments, what are you smashing today? What did you smash? And let's summon the Falcon. We'll get today's party started. We'll give away the Swole card at the end of today's episode. Falcon!
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's get that down a little bit. Hashtag most people don't. Hashtag most people don't for a chance to win today's Swole Car. It's a great car. It's one of the Swole Fam favorites. Drop it in the chat for a chance to win. Now let's moisturize and get right on into that tip. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right. Hashtag most people don't for a chance to win today's Swole Card. We're going to get into some Swole Fam posts right now.
What's in the box?
We're going to kick it off with Laura to start. And Laura says, I've got my alarm set for 4 a.m. to work out this week. Workout clothes are clean, hanging up next to my work uniforms, and my refrigerator is stocked with whole foods that are quick and easy to prepare in a pot of homemade from scratch chicken vegetable soup for work lunches. Good for you. Good for you. Preparation. Proper preparation. We got one here from Leslie. Leslie says, my goal is to do a Swollen 7 core every day this week. Wow, good for you.
Wow.
On my work days, it will be as soon as I get off work and back to my hotel. On off days, when I'm home, it will be in the mornings before the kids wake up. This will be in addition to my maximum swole split. Well done. Good for you. I love this breakdown. I love it. Mark says, I'm promising to cut out more people from my life. Recently, a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a few years hit me up and was asking me for money to invest in his business. When I told him no because I don't mix money and friendship, he got upset at me. Then he reaches out again and asks me if I could donate to. I proceeded to block him. I will achieve this promise to better judgment and implementing critical thinking. So if it doesn't sound right to me, I should just act on my intuition and listen to it. There have been times where I have ignored it or people have told me otherwise, and I've chosen to ignore them, but I think it's best that I stop second guessing and just go with that gut feeling. And I agree with that, Mark. You have to... Of course, if you are in tune, your gut feeling can definitely be accurate. And if it's proven to be accurate, you have to just start taking it at first glance. That gut feeling, usually that initial reaction, that sixth sense, so to speak, I have it too with certain things. And I've learned just to listen to it. And when it comes to things like investing, when it comes to friendship, when it comes to things, directions that I'm going with my business, if I have that gut feeling like, ugh, this doesn't feel right, I don't do it. Sometimes you just have to isolate it because sometimes those feelings are nerves or you're a little bit anxious because you're excited, but you can't be affecting your sleep at night in a bad way. If you're doing something that you're going to be like, oh, on the edge and it's going to be driving you and making you anxious, you need to make sure that you get rid of that kind of stuff. It's not the right decision if it's keeping you up at night. So a lot of times, patience and thinking things through is a good idea. And that gut feeling can lead you to think through things more. If you have that gut feeling, at least take a pause. Think through it. Let it sit for a little bit. Let it fester. And double check with that gut feeling. But a lot of times it's there for a reason. And sometimes you could just, you meet someone for the first time. You just get that feeling, ah, I don't like this person. It's usually accurate. It's usually accurate for one reason or another that might turn out to be proven true in the future. Richie says, hey, Pop, it's been a while. A lot has happened, and to sum it up, I completely fell off. The good news is I eventually caught myself, and rock bottom wasn't as deep. I guess it's true when people say we don't start over at zero, we start over with experience. It's been 3 weeks since working out and yoga, and the benefits mentally were immediate. It was like reconnecting with a long-lost friend. My goal is simple now, to become scarier than the bitch beast in my head and don't stop. All right, I'm going to give you a pat on the back, but I'm not going to feed into this too much, Richie, because here's the thing. When you say we don't start over at zero, we start over with experience. It's kind of like, every time you fall back down or you fall off the horse, just get back on. Again, we don't want to use those terms and those kinds of sayings in order to excuse falling off over and over again, because yeah, if you fall off the horse, I guess, or fall, get back on. But at the same time, you shouldn't be falling off 30, 40, 50 fucking times. You can't use that as an excuse because you're gathering more experience. So don't fall off. fix the problems and fix the issues and fix the concerns that are in, under your control that would lead to that to begin with. Get rid of that shit in your life and then you won't fall off. So again, it's a choice. It's a result of actions. In my opinion, it should happen once and then boom, you cut off those vulnerabilities, right? Fool me once, fool me twice kind of thing. So don't let it happen again. And it's in your control. So again, those sayings can be great when you're getting back on. Hey, it's confidence. You know what? I'm getting back on the horse with experience. Well, you also don't want to lean into that too much because you don't want to make that kind of be a subconscious excuse that, oh, I could just get back on. I could just get started again. Oh, I'll just cheat now and then slack off and then I'll, you know, because I'll get back on it and I'll have more experience, that kind of thing. So be careful with that. Suzanne says, I'm going to stay, but good job. Good job. I think we can all agree. Good job on pulling it together and being consistent as of late. So lesson learned, right? Suzanne says, I'm going to stay disciplined around my sleep schedule. I work out very early in the morning. So getting to bed by 9:30 p.m. will be my priority. Well said. All right, we got one more Swole Fan post. We're going to get into some emails and we'll talk about how you can get on the email list in just a moment. Shane says, hello, fam. Thinking about building a home gym. Yo, biceps and gorillas in the comments for Shane. Good for you. Welcome to the fucking home gym, fam. Thinking about building a home gym, does anyone have any recommendations for a home gym gear brand that I should consider? I keep seeing ads for Major Fitness, but I have no idea if it's worth looking at. Thanks in advance. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple ideas here. I need to know what kind of... I need to know what you're looking to spend, what kind of space you have. There's a lot of good brands out there. I always recommend getting the best brand that you can, but I also recommend starting with, I guess, not structural things, depending on what you're doing, because you want to learn how you use your space. You have to learn how to use your space. Sometimes you get something and you're like, oh, I get this whole rack and machine, and you realize, oh, it's kind of too big because I can't get around it. I can't use X, Y, and Z. You might be better off just getting like a pair of adjustable dumbbells and a bench. No joke. Or squat stands. That's a great thing to do too. Rogue makes great squat stands, the ones that are individual that you can move, because you can move them out of the way. And this is just a recommendation or an idea. You can start off with some inexpensive squat stands. That way you can do squats. That way you can do bench and things like that. And then once you kind of get an idea of how you like to use your space, then you'll know how big of a cage you want, or a squat rack or a half rack. So that's just my That's what I did. I started using it and then I realized, ooh, a half rack would be great here. And I knew what size that I wanted, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, it expanded from there. So Major Fitness and some other ones are kind of like lower tier or more entry level. And the reason why they might be less expensive is because the metal is thinner, but it doesn't mean that it's not sufficient for your needs. So there's home gym. There's obviously home gym that's not necessarily commercial grade. Commercial grade means that it could be in a gym and it's going to have really thick, like usually 11 gauge, I think it is, steel. And it's going to be something that it could take a lot of weight and a lot of abuse. Commercial means that it's going to be used all day long. So when you see a commercial machine, like in my gym, I have a lot of commercial equipment, like a professional Smith machine and leg presses and stuff like that. That could be used all day long by 100 people loaded up to the gills. That's commercial use. So you don't necessarily need commercial use. And there's a lot of good brands out there. So the Major Fitness, that could be more than enough. But again, if you're trying to squat 700 pounds, you need something that can handle it, because you need to make sure that you're looking out for your safety. That's the biggest thing when it comes to equipment. A squat rack is a squat rack is a squat rack until you start dropping weights on it or you go really heavy, and then you need something that you know is going to be able to hold the weight and protect you and protect your floor and the equipment and stuff like that. So you got to figure out what kind of money you're looking to spend and what kind of space. Because Rogue is great. Rogue is fantastic. But as a lot of you know, if you don't live near Rogue and you can't go pick it up, shipping's going to get you. Shipping's going to be expensive. And especially when you're buying gym equipment like that, it's usually large and it's heavy, which is why shipping is going to be like, it's going to ship freight or it's going to be something like that. So just keep that in mind. But I'll tell you what, you're not going to go wrong. If you did buy something from Rogue, you're not going to go wrong. It's overbuilt. There's a lot of other companies that make stuff similar to Rogue quality. And, you know, a lot of times with their racks and stuff like that for indoor stuff, you could add on so many things or so many attachments and it's built like a tank. I have a Rogue rack. I have an SML2, I believe it is, a Monster Light little like squat stand with a pull-up bar rack outside. I think I sprayed it once. I don't even know if I did, but it's outside in the rain and the sun, and it's just there. Like that, I don't think that's gonna decay ever. Over 100,000 years, I think it's part of the earth now. It's just awesome. So super, super solid. And if you want, yeah, that's another good way. That's something else I was going to say. Go on Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp. And that's a great way that you can buy. Most of the times that people sell stuff like Rogue, they bought Rogue. And sometimes they overbought, or they don't need it, or the space, or they're moving. And you'll save on shipping because someone locally will be selling it for you. And you'll save like a few $100 at least. Maybe it's $2,000. They paid $500 for shipping. You might get it for $1,500 because it's used and you don't have to pay for shipping. And usually people that spend money like that on quality gym equipment, they don't destroy it because they're the only ones using it, or they barely used it and it becomes like a clothing rack, or they're moving and they can't take it to their next place because they're moving from a house to an apartment or whatever it is. So, and it's really hard to damage that kind of stuff. You're not going to damage Rogue equipment. It's really hard to like fuck it up. And if it's scratched, it doesn't matter. It's just steel. So you can find great deals, and people that usually spend that kind of money on gym equipment take care of it. Even if you use the hell out of it, it's easy to take care of because it's just no maintenance pretty much, especially if you're keeping it inside. So yeah, type it in again, how much you're looking to spend. Cause if you're looking to spend whatever, you can build out the most epic home gym. But if you have a budget, as most people do, and space limitations, the space might determine what you're going to do and what are you trying to do with your home gym. So you need the equipment that's going to be something that you can address with your training. Okay, let's get into some email responses, fam. If you are not on the email list, head on over to makeemailswoleagain.com. If you listen to the show for a little bit, it's silly not to. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com, get the knowledge cock in your inbox. Trust me, you're not going to regret getting on the email list. Shane says, taking notes on this, not really a budget, space is limited. I'm happy to help. Man, I could probably do consulting for home gym setups, to be honest, fitting a lot of stuff into a small space. But, and by the way, I'll say one more thing, cause Shane's in the Telegram chat. If you want to save space and you have a good wall, you have studs or concrete, you can get a foldable rack. So if you really want to save space, I would look into one of those foldable racks. Foldable racks, Rogue has them. And by the way, there's a lot of other companies that make foldable racks. PRX, I think, is one. Rep Fitness probably makes them. There's a lot of companies. So you can really do some research. Go on one of those like garage gym channels that reviews all of them and see like what the pros and cons are. But foldable racks can be great because if you want space, you could just literally, you lift up the pins and you just fold it into the wall and then you have a whole open space. So super cool. I was going to do that. I would have had a folding rack, but the wall that I was going to put it on didn't have like, it wasn't good for hanging. It wasn't good for putting stuff in. Even with, it was like an empty wall. It's a fucking weird wall. And the other concrete walls I had weren't in good spots for racks. So I hung my clubs and stuff on them. So I have one rack that's concrete with all my barbells. And I have another one with all my maces hanging, or not all of my maces, but a lot of them. Okay. Email response. What is the best pre-workout? We got two responses. And you know my thoughts on best pre-workouts. Two scoops of shut the fuck up. Mike says, Papa Swolio smashed chest and triceps today with guidance from the Maximum Swole program. Was tired and cranky, but my pre-workout was two hefty scoops of shut the fuck up. I got there, did it, and had a PR on the dumbbell incline. Get stronger with consistency, my man. I told you. It's the best pre-workout. You're missing out. Sarah says, I hate pre-workout. I personally think it's a bitch move to use. Ooh. Raw dog in the gym is the best, makes you feel alive. It gets to a point where people rely on it to have a good workout, and that's not okay. Oops, I guess I can't work out today. I ran out of pre... ... Fuck that. Ooh. Today was active, so no lifting, but did a ton around the house for spring cleaning. Feeling super productive. Tomorrow's my birthday, so it's leg day. Devil face. Fucking... Ladies are savage. Swole sluts are savage, I'm telling you. I agree. I think... depending on caffeine for pre-workout is the problem. I think other things pre-workout, whether it's honey or, you know, you mix your own pre-workout, but just be careful of stimulants because then you depend on the stimulant. And if you're depending on stimulants for a good workout, you're probably not getting enough sleep. And you're not, you know, all those other factors. Okay, fam, you know what time it is. 3, 2, 1. It's knowledge cock time. Time to go deeper. Take a deep breath. All right, questions, hashtag Ask Papa Solio in the comments. We'll take a call to get started. If you want to leave a message, call into the show, askpapasolio.com. Call from TC. TC, you're on the greatest sleazecast in the realm.
I don't know how to say it exactly, but how do you introduce yourself to somebody going to the gym that you can work out with them and maybe get some better gains?
It puts the lotion on its skin. That's what I heard. I heard it puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. I think Aaron's looking for a workout partner. I think Aaron, my very own Aaron, it sounds like you two would get along great if you're on the round table. Sounds like you two will get along famously if you know you're laughing your ass off. Okie dokie. Well, how do you introduce yourself to the gym? I thought you were going to talk about a female. I thought you were going to talk about how do I introduce myself to a girl and their training and you don't want to come off as a creep or end up on TikTok. How do you introduce yourself to maybe work out with them? Just be friendly. Be friendly. Be friendly. Maybe you're making eye contact or if you see someone on a, because a lot of people like to work out by themselves. So for example, you could offer someone a spot. You know, you could offer someone a spot and like, especially if you're a dude or be like, you see someone on the bench, like, hey man, you want a spot? A lot of you have done that before. You see someone loading up some weight and you know, maybe they're strong, but maybe they're not going to ask for a spot, but they're not going to push to failure. They're not going to push as hard as they could if they have someone there. And then maybe they don't want to ask you. If you offer them what's the worst that can say is no. We're like, yeah. And then you talk to them. Hey, that's good weight, man. How long have you been living? I've been seeing you lifting around here a lot. Oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. I guess, oh, is that your car out there they drive? Oh, I like that car. I like the rims, man. Just have a conversation. What's your name? Oh, I'm John. Oh, I'm Carl. Cool. You know, I see you working out here. If you ever want a spot, just let me know. Just holler. And then you're going to start talking to the person and then be like, hey man, do you want to do legs? I'm doing legs. Oh yeah. Cool, man. That sounds awesome. I'll meet you here. Oh, what's your number? Let me text you. And then maybe make a gym friend, like, but not everyone wants to, you just gotta be a friendly person. But at the same time, the gym is where a lot of people go to war and they want to block out. They don't want to have a conversation. They don't want to talk. They're not going to be rude, but maybe they're just going there and that's their time. They don't want a training partner. I don't like training with people. I don't mind training with people, but I don't like concerning myself with what someone else is doing. I like focusing on myself, doing my thing with my rest times and my this, that, and the other. Having a spot is great, but if you're using machines, you don't need a spotter for a lot of things. But it's fine. They're great gym partners. They're great. You know, I've had great periods in my life where I did train with someone. It's just hard to find a good gym partner. A lot of you know that. If you take your training seriously, it's very hard to find someone. Because another thing about a gym partner is that humans, especially you, it's hard to find someone, not just that trains with the right intensity, but has the right schedule, that can be there at the same time, that has the same recoverability. Because like if you're training certain body parts and you're meeting for a certain thing, what if one person's still sore, the other person's fatigued, needs to take a rest day, but you don't want to give up on your gym partner, so you go anyway, and then you're not recovering, and the other person, it's really hard to find someone where you're going to. That's why even a lot of pros, they don't work out together. Like pro bodybuilders, they have a coach, but they train on their own. They might have someone that trains with them that's not competing. You see a lot of these guys are, it looks like two pro bodybuilders. One person's preparing for the Olympia. The other person's like kind of tagging along, helping them and spotting them, helping them get ready, but also benefiting from being around someone who's more experienced and bigger than them and someone that they could aspire to be like. I feel like with a training partner, it's hard to find something where it's benefiting both people rather than, okay, a training partner is either a coach or it's someone that's facilitating. Like if I bring someone to the gym, hey, you're going to do what I do and just spot me. And then of course you'll learn along the way. It's really benefiting. I mean, I guess it's benefiting both, but it's just hard to find that sweet spot. Because a lot of people don't have the same kind of goals, the same recoverability. Everyone's a little bit different, the same schedule. It's hard. It's hard. Anyway, drop your thoughts. A lot of you, do you guys have a gym partner and how do you do it? How do you do it? But again, you can have like, if you go with your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, you know, a lot of times when Mama Swolio and I, we first met, we went to the gym, we did separate stuff. We maybe did one exercise, we warmed up, but then she went to a different area and did some stuff. And I did some stuff over here and maybe we met later, like, hey, I'll meet you over here and I'll help you with squats. And she does some stuff first. And then I meet her after that. We kind of work it out because she's not doing exactly the same stuff I do. So when she trains, I train her now because we're not at the point and it's not really the same thing where if it works out, we'll do it together. But I'd rather focus on training her rather than, and she doesn't want to slow me down and she might not want to do or not it wouldn't be ideal for her to do the same stuff I do. So training partners, very, if it works, it can work great. But I think people need to really learn how to lift alone, because that's an important, you can't depend on someone else. If you start off with a training partner, you're going to have a crutch forever. You gotta be careful. So what do you do? What do you do for your training? Let's see. Mark says, I tried that with a buddy and he couldn't keep up. Jen says, gym partners slow me down. I found myself taking longer at the gym and then waiting on other people. No, thank you. Cerny, I prefer to lift alone, but I'm not looking for love. Ooh. Elizabeth, my husband and I would go together, but work out separately. It worked for us. Yeah, it works. Yeah. Because just think about it. Just think about how many things have to work out for you to be training at the same time. Maybe you both work together. Maybe you have the same job and you both love to train. So you both meet at a gym by where you work and you go first thing in the morning before work, you shower and you head over. It could work out fantastic. But then what? That person leaves and has another job and then you lost your gym partner. You have to be able to keep it up on your own, right? So that can't be the reason why you're going, but it could work out really well. Like a good friend of mine, we had the same job. Like in the afternoon, we had a few hours off in the afternoon. We would go to a local gym. We would go down the street and fucking train and then go back to work because we had like a shift where it was like morning shift and an evening shift at the job. So it worked out. It worked out. We got a lift in the afternoon. So maybe just for a time period, depends. Okay, questions. You have a live question? Hashtag Ask Papa Soy. Thanks for the question, TC. Appreciate it. If you want to call into the show, again, you could call in any day. You can call in multiple times, talk about different things, ask me anything. AskPapaSolio.com. You could always call into the show. AskPapaSolio.com. Instagram, Papa Solio, bee pollen, fact or fake, good or bad? I have some bee pollen in the fridge. I forget to have it, but it's fine. I don't think it's bad at all. Raw honey is great. Bee pollen, I think it's good. I think for different people, I think it's different applications, but you just reminded me that I have some in the fridge and I forgot to keep on. I don't even know how you would eat it. I guess I've tried eating it straight. You could blend it in with something. It's fine. It's good. I don't think it's going to be something that, let's say, it could probably help with allergies, just like raw honey, but I don't think it's something that like you're going to notice night and day difference with performance or gains or something. But those types of things, raw honey and bee pollen, can help tremendously with allergies. Oh, wow. 1982. Nunes, Papa Solio, tell me one of your secrets to bulk up, apart from eating well, resting, and going to the fucking gym. How else are you going to how else are you going to make gains? Tell me one of your secrets to bulking up. There are no secrets to bulking up. Aside from eating well, resting, and going to the fucking gym, do you know how hard it is to eat well all the time? All the time. Rest well, getting sleep and recovery and proper programming all the time, not fucking around, like consistently, and going to the gym, and not just going to the gym, but training hard, progressively overloading all the time. That's it. That's it, bro. Tell me one of your secrets. Don't let anything get in the way of that. You need a secret? You don't need a secret to bulking up. You need to do the basics consistent as fuck and do them right. And if you're not bulking up, then you're not doing the basics right. You don't need anything else or fancy. T-Dog 20, what's your favorite workout? Anything that uses these nuts.
Because dickers.
Lucas TDR 05, Papa Solio. So in the last month, I went from 282 pounds to 272 pounds. There's no delineation. I'm assuming it's not kilograms because you might be with the largest person ever. Should I add some weightlifting to my routine or weight? Yes, you should be focusing primarily on lifting heavy weights. If you're obese, it's because you have no muscle mass more often than not. You need to build muscle. Forget about the weight loss and the fat loss. It'll happen. You need to stop worrying about the scale and put on some muscle. You don't have muscle. You need muscle. You should absolutely be focusing 100%, in my opinion, on lifting heavy weights and just eating around maintenance for calories or a slight deficit. You'll lose. You have way too much on your body that you need. Your body is going to take from it, but you need to build muscle. Lift weights. Absolutely start lifting weights. Lavash Armo. Papa Solio. Let's see. What do you think about sleeping with white noise or a loud fan throughout the night? Does it affect sleep? I like it. We have like air filters and stuff. I like some white noise, especially if you have inconsistent. I think it's better to have some white noise or some frequency music or something like that, better than, you know, hearing sirens or things that might take you out of a deep sleep. So I like it. I don't think there's anything. I mean, there might be some studies. I'm sure there are. Like, oh, does it help you? Does it negatively affect you getting into deep sleep? I don't find any difference. But we have sounds on. I have like, we have like the AC and the fan or like the air filter. So I like it. I like it. Okay. Matty Krapf. Papa Solio, headphones are not in the gym. Ooh. Well, I'll be honest. The way I lift, I usually don't listen to music. I don't listen to anything. So I go, but when I'm in the outdoor gym, there's big fans and I have like a big floor fan. So there's sounds, but I like kind of peace and quiet getting in my head and doing the work. But in an actual gym, I'd probably go headphones because gym music is fucking atrocious. Unless you go to a hardcore gym that's playing Slayer and fucking metal and like, you go into one and it's playing Justin Bieber, you might want to kill yourself. So if I'm going to a gym, if I'm going to an actual gym, headphones are like a requirement for functioning. At the same time, you can be a psychopath, not use headphones in a gym, in a chain gym, and subject yourself to that kind of horrific audio environment, and that could really hone your focus with training. Because if you can have a great workout with fucking Bieber or some shit in the background, man, you could do almost anything. So if you really are like a sadist, you really want to punish yourself, or a masochist, whatever you want to call it, you can punish yourself. Yeah, if you're a masochist, you could fucking subject yourself to gym, you know, gym radio. Go to LA Fitness and it's like LA Fitness Station. You know, it's all pre-programmed, top 100 nauseous, nauseating garbage. So if I'm going to a gym, oh, I might even bring earplugs. Earplugs, I'm like, I don't want to hear anything. But at my home, like sometimes I don't do anything. You Cornelius, Papa Sully, what habits do you have outside the gym? Puppers, love being outside, butterfly garden. I love gardening and planting shit and being outside. Like going for walks. I like reading. I like listening to podcasts. I don't know. I mean, I don't see going to the beach. I like doing things that most people do, but the thing is, I don't feel the need to separate these things. I don't like these questions where it's like, what hobbies do you have outside the gym? I don't look at it as like I'm doing something. Gym's not a hobby, bro. Exercising and taking care of my health is not a hobby. I don't like that term. I don't like the term hobby. It's like, are you a professional? Do you fucking execute? Do you do things with intent? Or like, oh, I'm just going to dabble with this. I don't think reading is a hobby. I don't like that term. It's my life. I do the things in my life that I like to do. So what do you like to do in your life? That's different. But I don't look at the gym as a hobby. You don't get results if you have the gym as a hobby. You want results? It's not a hobby. I'm telling with anything. It's not a fucking hobby. And if you're calling it and you're working it like it's my business is not my hobby. You treat something like a hobby, you're going to get exactly that out of it. You're not going to be very good. You're not putting a lot of effort into it. You're dabbling. Stop dabbling and go hard at something. Stop dabbling and go deep. Right? Stop dabbling. So again, outside the gym, when people say, what else do you gym? No, it's like, it's all integrated. It's not, you know, it's not separate. Gym is part of my life. Gym is what that's my peace. That's my energy. That's my focus. And that's my progress. And a lot of other things are integrated with that. It's not, the gym doesn't take away from my life. A lot of people think of it and they ask questions based on that. Well, how do you have work-life balance? Not everything can be gym. What are you talking about? Not everything can be gym. Everything is everything. It's all part of everything. And the reason why people, like, they block it out, like, you don't have work-life balance. What the fuck does that mean? Change your life so you do the things, like, what are you talking about? There's no balance with anything. There's no such thing. It's just your perception of what you're doing. If you hate what you do, yeah, I understand. You're trying to weigh it out and outside of that thing that you hate doing. But why are you doing something that you hate? Or why you perceive it like that? Like, you have to change your concept and your perception of what you do in your life. Or change what you do. Okay. I went a lot deeper than I'm sure the person expected. Liu. I stopped going to the gym.
Matt Damon.
I work 85 hours a week. Holy shit. Are there 85 hours in a week? How many hours a day is that? Can someone tell me how many? I know how many hours. 168 hours in a week. Holy fucking poops. Poop sock. 85 hours a week. What is that a day? I mean, that's 7 days. Like, that's like 10, 12 hour days or 16 hour days of 4 or 5 days a week. I work 85 hours a week. Loads of money or physique. I stopped going gym. Loads of money or physique? Question mark. Long-term happiness. Well, I would say learn how to spell first and get a screen name that doesn't suck a huge cock. That would help. Loads of money or physique, both. Long-term happiness. Stop looking for happiness. Find purpose. Find purpose and peace. Happiness is a choice. You could be happy right now. What the fuck? All right. Ayan B. Bathina. Ayan Bahathina or Ayan Bahathina? Ayan Bahathina. Have you ever skipped leg day only on days where I'm doing something else besides legs? No. No. I've never not trained legs. I've never not trained legs. I have never avoided training legs. I've trained legs from the beginning. I've never like avoided or like, oh, no, I've never just lifted upper body. I can't comprehend that. I can say I've never. Now that doesn't mean like, oh, today is legs. Like I'm too sore for leg. I'll do it tomorrow. Like sometimes with recovery or you need an extra day of recovery. I don't consider that skipping leg day, but avoiding leg day in my training. No, never happened. I've never skipped leg day. Has never happened. It's a part of the body. Why would you skip it? And this is a great reason why you should, you know, I wouldn't say aspire or, you know, from a drug standpoint, but when I got into training, I was, you know, watching Pumping Iron and early, like, you know, 2001, like Ronnie Coleman and Dorian Yates. And I'm watching bodybuilders and Arnold, and they didn't skip fucking training legs. So watching that stuff and coming into fitness from an aspect of bodybuilding is really important because it teaches you if you're getting in it from a bodybuilding standpoint, I'm trying to build the body everywhere. You're training your legs. No bodybuilder skips legs. They don't skip legs if you're actually doing it right. So bodybuilding, developing fully and proportionally all the muscles of the body, that's a great way to approach training. It's a great way to like, because the aesthetics does lead to actual, it's not everything, but if you're imbalanced, then if you're training body parts appropriately, they're going to have the same build. They're going to be proportionate. Otherwise, you are going to have mobility issues. You're going to have things that are imbalanced. And you can't vote if you skip leg day. If you skip leg day, you can't vote. You can't vote. I'm not going to allow you to. Balls deep time, fam. Let's go.
That's deep.
All right, hit the thumbs up button, fam. Drum roll. Everyone, why don't you hit the thumbs up button? If you're watching on Rumble, it is an insult if you do not hit the thumbs up button. Why are there like 70, 80 people that have not? Just hit the thumbs up button. Close the chat. Hit the thumbs up. It looks like this. It looks like a fucking thumb. Absolute mooks. Just hit the thumbs up button. How can you watch a podcast for an hour and a half and be like, no, I'm not going to hit it. I don't want to help at all. I like it, but I don't want Rumble to know I like it. And then you don't hit the thumbs up button. And then you complain that I didn't get a notification. I wonder why. The app doesn't think that you like what you're watching or something. So hit that. It helps you. It helps you. It helps everyone. And you have to reload the page. So if you're watching it, it might still say 2 likes. We don't have 2 likes, but it might say that if you show up really early and you hit it, it's not going to update. The Rumble app, it needs some more developing. It's still a lot newer, of course, than YouTube and stuff. First thing you got to do. All right, let's go balls deep. Let's go balls deep. Fam, let's pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. Drop in the comments, 1, 2, or 3. That's number 1, the number 2, or the number 3. What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? I saw this. I will get into it. X, follow me on X or Twitter over at Swolenormous. So I retweeted this from James Lindsay. I said, eat meat, lift heavy shit, and stay away from medical diversity hires. So this was going viral the other day. and it's someone in medical, you know, scrubs medical school, and says, quote, "You can't get into medical schools with 5 C's and a 3.3 GPA. And then it says below, it says accepted into 10, 6 medical and 4 ortho. What is it? Osteopathic, right? The DO, 6 medical, 6 MDs, 4 DO, and currently in my 4th year." Ah, yes. And of course, she has a lot of melanin. So this is why we don't like DEI. And this is why affirmative action is communistic shit. You're giving people opportunities that don't deserve it. It should be based on a meritocracy. You do not want stupid people being doctors. And I'm not saying this person's stupid with a 3.3 GPA, but there are some people that should not be doctors. You should not be in positions of authority or brain function that needs to be at a high level. Okay. I'm not saying that she's going to be a terrible one, but man, now if you're going, stay healthy. Now, if you're going to a hospital and you see like a black doctor come in and he or she is young, you're like, oh shit, is this person know what they're talking about? Or are they hired to fill a quota? And that's a terrible way to think about things. But it's also true. So you can't avoid that. It might be like, oh, that's racist. You don't want a black doctor or an African doctor or whatever it is, or an Indian doctor. It's like, maybe you don't. Just saying, that's also a reality. When you have all these schools like Harvard, I went to Harvard Medical. Eww. I went to Yale Medical. Eww. I went to Columbia School. Eww. Yeah. Yeah, you're getting that ideological nonsense at all these Ivy League schools. Super sketchy. Super sketchy. And that's not racism. That's just the facts. And that's a problem. That's a problem. So stay healthy. Stay the fuck away from diversity hires. Because if they are not being selected based on their merits, then yeah. Same thing with pilots. Well, at least we have a black pilot. And it fucking crashes. And I said the same thing about white people. It doesn't matter what color skin you are, where you're from. If you're not good enough for the job, you shouldn't be part of the job. If for whatever reason, white people are just much better pilots, then guess what? It's going to be mostly white pilots. Fine. Maybe black people aren't cut out to be pilots or something. I don't know if that was the case, but there are a lot of black pilots that are fantastic. So it's like, that's not the case. Asian pilots. There are Asian pilots. Is it majority an Asian field? Probably not. I would assume it's not. I don't know, actually. I don't know what the percentage is of pilots. But you want the best people. I don't care what. I don't fucking care. Who would care? Are you going to crash the plane? No. Let's roll. If I'm like, as well, you know, we have a black handicapped trans person in the cockpit. Wow. First ever. That's great. Do they know how to fly a plane? Or are they going to have like random seizures and like talk about their gender and we're going to die? What's the most important thing about flying a plane? Getting it to the destination safely. You know, Denzel was the best pilot. Oh, my God. Well, people died. So there's that. Denzel. Did we pick numbers? We did. I kind of moved on. All right, fam, hit the thumbs up button. Are we getting a lot more people in the thumbs? A lot of you started hitting the thumbs. I see it. All right, let's go with Nick number 2, Nick to the corner. This one's called Complimenting Weight Loss. Ah, yes.
Don't forget,
don't compliment a sensitive person. They're going to find some way to get offended.
Complimenting someone's weight loss unprovoked is not doing what you think it's doing. Let's talk about it. So in this week alone, I had 3 people comment on my weight, exclaimed loudly in rooms with other people, "Juliana, you've lost weight. Wow, you look great."
I'm going to stop right there. Why do they always say, like, "Let's talk about it"? Oh, God. Hearing a woman say like, "Let's talk about it." No one wants to hear some fucking lecture. Let's talk about why someone complimenting someone on their weight loss isn't doing what they think it is. Yeah, I think it is. Wow, you lost a lot of weight. You look great. It's saying all those things. It's saying you look great now. And yeah, it is also saying you look better than you did. That's a compliment too. Oh man, like Papa Swole, you're looking really big. That's a compliment. It means I'm bigger than I was. True. I'm trying to get bigger. So that's good. Okay. Stop getting offended by compliments. It's kind of pathetic and annoying. And no one wants to be your friend.
After they said it, they hesitated, waiting for me to go, yes, I did. I'm so happy. Whatever.
Exactly.
And to each person, I said, oh, it wasn't intentional. It happened. And then when I stared at them, they were just like, it's amazing. Like, they didn't even listen to the fact that I said I didn't mean to, maybe I didn't want to. And luckily in my case, this weight loss wasn't any sort of result of an eating disorder or some kind of depression or anything like that. It just happened. But
what does that mean? It just happened. You lost weight and you look better. They're telling you, they're giving you a compliment. Oh, but I didn't mean to. I wasn't trying to. Okay. Okay. What are you talking about? You look good. Take the compliment. Take the W. Oh, you can't take the W. You got to find some way to be a fucking manipulative victim. Oh, no.
That isn't always the case. And the fact that these people commented on it and brought my attention
whoa,
to
whoa,
it.
Whoa, these people. What?
I don't believe you people.
What?
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, these people? What do you mean, these people? What you talking about, Willis?
Doing what they think it's doing. And I understand where they're coming from because I know, I live it. We're in a society where skinny equals good, fat equals bad. And this is such a dangerous way to think for so many reasons because for...
We're not in a society that thinks skinny is good and fat is bad. We're in a society that thinks being healthy is good and being unhealthy is bad. You could be unhealthy and be too skinny. You don't have enough muscle mass. You have an eating disorder, whatever. Cancer, major disease, like you can also not be healthy and be skinny, but being fat is objectively not healthy. You're not healthy if you're obese. Maybe you don't currently have cancer or whatever, but you're not healthy. You're on the fast track to not being alive.
One, I have lost weight like this before, and it wasn't in a healthy way. It was due to my eating disorder. Those kinds of comments fueled me and made me go even deeper into my eating disorder. So that's why it's important to just not comment. Even for me now.
Look, I don't care. These are your feelings. Again, this is your problem. Hold on. Pinkston needs to be. Okay, Pinky needs to be given away. I'm going to pause for 1 second, just chill, and I'm going to mute. We'll be right back in one moment. Let's get a little music. Little music? Little music. A little KD in the meantime. We're back. Let's continue and let's see what we got here.
Oh, like it's shocking. It's confronting. I spend most of my life not thinking about my body nowadays. I'm comfortable with the size I was. I'm comfortable with the size I am now. I don't really mind where I sit on the scale. But then whenever people bring up these comments and they start commenting on my weight, this makes me feel weird and icky. And then it kind of makes me hyperfixate on my body because all of these random people are hyperfixating on my body and commenting on it. It starts to mess with like the self-love ecosystem I've made for myself. Because if people just wouldn't comment on my body, I wouldn't be thinking about my body either. Like you.
What are you talking about? You're obsessed about your body. You're obsessed about your body and what other people are saying. You're obsessed about your body. Stop fucking super hyper fixating on it. It's your problem. This is a you problem. You don't have to like it, but this is a you problem. People are going to say things. If you want to stay in your little safe space bubble, stop posting online, stop having friends, just stay inside and, I don't know, cry or something.
I don't know why someone looks a certain way. They could be going through a breakup. They could be depressed. They could be having an eating disorder.
Okay.
You literally don't know. You don't know what comments are going to trigger them. I'm sorry, but like you do not deserve to comment on anyone's body type. It's
deserve. I'm going to say whatever the fuck I want. If that person doesn't like it, then we won't be friends. If that person's like, if I compliment someone, oh my God, I didn't mean to intentionally lose weight. This person's commenting my body size. We're not going to be friends anyway. If that conversation comes up and someone responds like that, I am never spending time with that person again. No joke. I'm never going to speak to that person again. If like, you shouldn't comment on my body size. Holy fucking shit. I didn't know you were retarded. And we won't be hanging out. So it's not a problem. You're just telling me, you're saving me a lot of like, that's the red flag. You walk away. You walk away. You don't have a friendship like that.
It's not something that needs to be done, and it's not helpful in like 1,000% of cases. I know you think you're being nice, I think you're giving a compliment, but maybe just think twice before you bring it up, especially unprovoked.
I will say whatever the fuck I want, and if you're a sensitive snowflake that can't handle words, then maybe handle that and or don't be a part of society. So either way, that's a win. So deal with it yourself. Cry about it, complain about it, don't spend time with people that give you compliments, and spend just time with people that berate you and insult you because you're just a cruel person to yourself in your mind. You just want to keep on hating on yourself. Spend time with people that talk shit about you to your face and insult you. That'll work. Good stuff. What's the over-under on her having 6 cats? Lots of cats, no man, no kids. Just a guess. Okay, let's pick a number. Number. We got a number 1 or number 2. We got Cerny the Goat. Cerny the Goat, number 1. Cerny, watch this. All right, I saw this on, was it TikTok or Instagram? Look at this. You ready for this? You guys are not going to like it. You ready? You're not going to like it. You're not going to like it.
What's in the box?
This is called Boyfriend Snack. Boyfriend Snack. All right. It says this text on the screen. The text on the screen, I'm just going to read it because I don't think they say it. It says, making my boyfriend a little afternoon snack part 2. Okay. Jesus Christ. Lettuce. Cabbage. No protein in there whatsoever. This guy is like a malnutritioned hippie, if you want to know. So anyway, she's making her boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever you want to call it, a snack. And it was literally this vegan, like, lettuce wrap. There's no protein in it whatsoever. They just both look like women, to be honest. She looks malnutritioned. She has no muscle mass. She looks frail. She just looks frail. And you're like, oh my God, she looks skinny. That's my ideal body type. No muscles. It's a muscle mass issue. I'm not trying to insult them from, I don't know. Maybe they're nice people. That's fine. They save the animals, but eat meat. Eat meat. Eat protein. Come on. Lift heavy weights and eat meat. I'm just saying this from an all accounts. You could see the massive difference. How old? I don't know. How old do you think that guy is? I don't know. It's not healthy to starve yourself. Odin's says he only likes meat in the back door. Jesus Christ.
Emotional, damn it.
Everyone's like, why doesn't he just eat the lawn? Looks like he gets pegged. Swole fan doesn't pull any punch. Everyone's just like, yeah, he likes in the ass. All right. Hashtag most people don't for a chance to win today's swole card. Hashtag most people don't. Oh, look at the pepper popper man. Tainty boy. Oh, Johannes Tanti.
Mr. Imian. Tainty boy.
Look at you, big snarfies. What you doing?
Mr. Mustard.
Tainty boy. Tainty boy.
Mr. Tantinian.
I'm talking to you, bro. Don't give me that look.
Don't give me that look, boy. Rufus.
Big snarfles. Mr. Snarfs. All right, the groomers are here, so grooming Pinkston. So enthusiastic. So enthusiastic. All right, we got one more. So that was kind of funny. This one's called Using the Word Skinny. Uh-oh. Don't use the word skinny. Let's see this one.
Using the word skinny to market products that have fewer calories or are healthier is...
Fuck are you yelling for? And where are you in like a tomb? Why is it echoing? Jesus Christ. It's 30 seconds. Let's just power through. I'll lower it. Fucking hell. I hate what videos that yell. I can hear you. I have my AirPods in. I have fucking earmuffs on. I can hear you're talking. You have to yell into your phone.
That's phobic. Skinny pop. skinny cow with the tape measure tied around the waist. And you could try to change the logo, but it's still
okay.
Fat.
Okay, 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 okay. That's it. I'm not. Forget it. Forget it. Oh, look, we only had one. That's it. That's it. No more. No more. That's
that
I'm not. I'm not playing.
Has seen all right. The city of Zinj.
All right.
Give me all the bacon and eggs you have.
What the fuck was that? That was way too loud. I don't like yelling. I don't care who it is. I don't care what it is. I can't. I'm not doing it. Stop yelling. Don't yell into the phone. I don't like those videos. Daddy don't like. All right. Do we have a throwback? Jesus Christ. A throwback is worse. We have a throwback. We will do a throwback. Should we do it now? We'll do it after. Let's do it after. Throwback. Let's go after. Throwback after. And then we'll go our separate ways. All right. Let's give away the swole card. Let's do the throwback. Okay. Before we do, let's talk a moment. I don't think we've plugged the merch yet, fam. Who's been loving the merch drops? Ooh, vamos al puto gimnasio, fam. We have some epic special going on over there at papasuelo.com. For this week only, we got Cinco Dias left, all right? Big time special. Buy one, get one, 50% off. That's 50% off your order. So you get two shirts, you get two for 50% off. Is Elizabeth here, right? If you get three shirts, you get three 50% off. You get four shirts, you get four 50% off. You got five shirts, you're going to get five 50% off. But wait, if you get six shirts, you get six 50% off. You get seven shirts. Okay, I'm going to stop. Anyway, buy one, get one 50% off. But if you buy two, you get two 50% off. And you buy three, I just can't keep going. It's not just buy one, it's buy any. Get the same amount, 50% off. Elizabeth says, how does that work? All right, well, if you add one, good to it. All right, fam, we got awesome designs. What I want to do is feature those new releases, fam. We got new releases. We got a couple updated designs too. They're very exciting stuff. We changed a couple designs. So here's what I want to say before we look at this. I want to talk about this for a moment before we get into the giveaway the swole card. That sometimes when we have a first initial release, we make a tweak, we make an update, and you might have a limited edition. You might not even know it. So sometimes you buy a design, we release it, and then later on that day, I will look at it and be like, nah, I don't like this, let's do the other one. Or in 2 days, I'll tweak a design. And sometimes you might even look on the site and you might find a design that you got isn't even there anymore because I'm redoing it because I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
So you might have a limited edition. You might have, oh, we released it and you bought it right away and then we changed it. So keep that in mind. It's a one-time release. So we recently had Saved by the Dumbbell. We changed it to Saved by the Barbell. I like the way it sounds better. I'm kind of shocked that we didn't do that to begin with, but it's now Saved by the Barbell. If you got Saved by the Dumbbell, you have a one-time print. We're not making that again. So as a 1.0, boom, you have a rare design. I identify as non-binary. That's how many of you got that one? I know Mark. Mark got like every style. We have Your Mom is My Cardio. Elizabeth says, I'm waiting for the Your Dad is My Cardio. It's not as funny as Your Mom. It's not as funny as Your Mom is My Cardio. But I think we need to make that. I think we need to make Your Dad is My Cardio because I guess it works that way too. Swole sluts are out there. We got the Swolio Hulud. We got the Santa Cruz Go the Fucking Gym, the GTTFG NASA design. We got a lot of cool designs. So go and check it out. Again, big specials. Buy one, get one 50% off. We got a question. Elizabeth says, what about 53 shirts, fam? If you go on the site and you buy 53 shirts, not only will I probably personally blow you, you will get 50% off. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to see like 10 orders for like 106 shirts. So I'm not blowing you, but I might. I will. All right. Let's get into it. Let's see what else we got here. 5, 1, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. We got swole card time, fam. Swole car time. Most people don't. Falcon. Let's go. Cerny's buying 54. Shit.
Let's go.
All right, we got a winner. It is in the Daily Swole Telegram chat, Shane, Mr. Shane Pittman. Congratulations! Mr. Shane, congratulations on winning today's Swole Card. Send us an email to support@swolemorphs.com, Swole Card 2916. In the subject, your mailing address, in the bio, the email. Oh, that's right, you're doing your home gym. Now you can hang this on your fucking wall. Super awesome. Now you have a home gym with an awesome Swole Card. Most people don't build a home gym, but you should. But you fucking should. Congratulations, Shane. All right, we'll take some soundboard requests, and remember, don't go anywhere. Anyone signing off, do not sign off right now because we have a throwback coming up. We're not done with the show.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
We got a throwback, my nuglets. Don't nobody go no whales. Yahoo. She, motherfucker, she. Ah, the Tyrannical Tuck. Nice throwback.
There's Tiny Tuck, Typical Tuck, Total Tuck, and the Tyrannical Tuck.
It's tyrannical. It's told what. Go fuck yourself for Melissa. Melissa, go fuck yourself.
How about I send you a hobo's dick cheese?
An antidepressant.
No medication except my fucking for antidepressants.
A Lizzo.
You can be fat and Leslie. Be healthy. I'm sorry, Lizzo, healthier than I'll ever be.
Good choices. Ooh, PK, diversity.
I could be wrong. But I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
How should we fuck off, O Lord?
How should we fuck off, O Lord?
I like to caress I'm quick with it.
I'm quick with it. I'm quick.
What are you looking at, butthead?
Lieutenant Dang.
Inconceivable!
Inconceivable!
You keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
The only thing about a Shaggy's got lifeless eyes. Black eyes, like a doll's eyes.
No, no! The diamonds are here!
So I'll take the tea without the covert diabetes delivery mechanism, please.
I got hairy legs.
Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
You make me happy.
You info retard, man.
A jelly donut?
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Don't hurt me, the males, because I used to be one.
Whipping it. Ooh! Just in time. Coast to coast. Ayo. 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 All right, fam. Join us, SwoleNormousX.com, to get access to all the training programs, yoga, meditation, so much more. SwoleNormousX.com. But first, we have a throwback while I'm cranking up this hog. Let's go, beaches. Jump scare.
No. If the weight was easy, there would be no fat people.
That mentality may get us all killed.
Not because there's an issue with being fat.
Yeah, it's a big issue.
Not because I have an issue with the way I look.
Well, you should.
I shouldn't have to show you my health issues to justify my weight.
You don't have to. But if you're going to talk about your weight as if it's unchangeable, it's like, well, bring the receipts.
My health problems, my illnesses, my excuses, none of your business.
Then stop making videos about it. You're making it my business because you're posting this on the interwebs. And then it ends up in my folder, and it's my fucking business. And it makes me irritated.
Papa Swolio Folder.
All right. Oh, my God. Bring an extra tent to base camp there, fam. All right. Thanks for being here. You know what time it is. It's time to go make some sick fucking gains. Tomorrow, episode 2917. Hit the thumbs up. Make sure you subscribe. Share with your friends. If people like listening to podcasts, they like making gains, you know the Daily Swole is the most consistent podcast in the realm and will help you go to the fucking gym. And of course, we're here all the time. Thanks for being here. Hit the thumbs up button on the way out, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, ya boy, Papa Swolio.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they can't laugh, then they so mad, it's like.
Then y'all found that young kid.